Man, Judges chapter 6, we start out this story of Gideon, and the story of Gideon is going to take several chapters. It's going to continue through chapter 7, chapter 8, and then we get into his children. So this is a pretty important section in the book of Judges. And the thing that I like about Gideon is that he's a very relatable character. He has a lot of flaws and weaknesses, very human, so we could relate to the fact that sometimes he lacks faith. Like there are a few times in this chapter even where you can see him lacking faith, being afraid, being scared, and he's going to have future episodes of fearing and lacking faith and so forth. But yet, God uses him in a great way, and he's a great guy. And it just goes to show that God doesn't use perfect people, because all of us have human faults and weaknesses, but there are also some really great attributes about Gideon that are why he is powerfully used of God to deliver Israel. So it starts out in verse number 1 of Judges chapter 6, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and that's how it always starts, right? They did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Biden for 8 years. Midian. But you know, the same thing applies, my friend. You know, you do evil in the sight of the Lord, and then you wonder why we have wicked leaders, why we have evil people in our government. The government, it's, you know what it is? Representative government.
Right.
This is who we are as America. That's who we get in the White House. That's who we get in Congress. That's who we get in the Senate. It's a reflection of who we are. You know, and Trump has been a pretty good reflection of who we were over the last 4 years, because he's really prideful, arrogant, full of himself, and narcissistic. That's how America is. And he's also a fake Christian sometimes. Well, that's how a lot of America is too. So, you know, we get the people in office that reflect who we are. Okay? And it's a punishment from God when we get leaders who take away our freedom. That's a punishment from God. Here, the children of Israel are being punished by God. They're delivered in the hand of Midian.